Okay, I gave my best years to this city. 20 years, from 21 to 41, and then they take it away at the peak of my earning career. I made it to captain. I went through that process. You should be ashamed of yourselves. You should be ashamed of yourselves.
Folks, March Madness is about a third of the way in, and we are starting to see a pattern. Media is trying desperately to bring down President Trump as usual, but they keep losing. We're going to see that today. The people throughout the USA are slowly standing up for their rights in different areas. We're going to show you that. They're winning, and we are learning how to fight for our vote and so much more. We've got some comms for you today, also from Grasshopper. Really cool. We'll get into it right now. Here we go.
And children, I'll be sailing with you. It's gonna rain.
Are you going to be sailing with us August 11th through the 18th to Alaska? AndWeKnow.com is where you can find it, folks. You want to get in there before this thing continues to fill up. You don't want to miss it. We're going to navigate truth, hope, faith, and freedom, of course, with biblical teaching. You're going to be able to see how I put these videos together, have Q&A time from the audience. You get to meet my family, hear wonderful music. Listen to comedians, and we've got some special treats of guests that are coming that were in my book, and you're going to have a blast. You don't want to miss it, especially hanging out with those like-minded in one area, very protected environment also. You're going to love it. Don't want to miss that. Wanted to step in right here with Representative Nancy Mace on backing Trump, and look what Stephanopoulos, the trained agent, trained very well in trying to use psych operations, using all he can to try to destroy President Trump, and it doesn't work.
Yes, this morning. And you've endorsed Donald Trump for president. Mm-hmm. Judges and two separate juries have found him liable for rape and for defaming the victim of that rape. How do you square your endorsement of Donald Trump with the testimony we just saw?
Found him liable for rape. He said the word twice, rape. Trying all he can to get into the minds of those who are very weak and vulnerable, who watch this junk, to ensure that when they get that into their mind, as you continue to speak to your family and friends, those who you've worked on for a long time to try to convince them that these liars on television are not to be trusted, it doesn't matter because they continue to push the narrative that Trump is this terrible person. Listen to how Nancy Mace comes back.
Well, I will tell you, I was raped at the age of 16. And any rape victim will tell you, I've lived for 30 years with an incredible amount of shame over being raped. I didn't come forward because of that judgment and shame that I felt. And it's a shame that you will never feel, George. And I'm not going to sit here on your show and be asked a question meant to shame me about another potential rape victim. I'm not going to do that.
It's actually not about shaming you. It's a question about Donald
Trump. No, you
are
shaming me.
You've endorsed Donald Trump for president.
Right.
Donald Trump has been found liable for rape by a jury. Donald Trump has been found liable for defaming the victim of that rape by a jury. It's been affirmed by a judge.
It was not a criminal court case, number one. Number two, I live with shame. And you're asking me a question about my political choices, trying to shame me as a rape victim, and I find it disgusting. And quite frankly, E. Jean Carroll's comments, when she did get the judgment, joking about what she was going to buy, it doesn't, it makes it harder for women to come forward when they make a mockery out of rape, when they joke about it.
Doesn't it make it harder for women to come forward when they
It makes it harder when other women joke about it, and she's joked about it. I find it offensive. And I also find it offensive that you're trying to shame me with this question.
I'm not trying to shame you.
You are.
Well, in fact,
I have dealt with this for 30 years. You know how hard it was to tell my story 5 years ago when they were doing a fetal heartbeat bill and there were no exceptions for rape, incest, or incest in there? I had to tell my story because no other woman was coming forward.
I'm just asking.
No rape victims were represented. And you're trying to shame me this morning.
I'm just asking.
And I find it offensive. And this is why women won't come forward.
Women won't come forward because they're defamed by those who perpetrate rape.
They are judged and they're shamed. And you're trying to shame me this morning.
I
think it's disgusting.
I'm not shaming you at all.
I told my story. It took me 25 years to tell my story. I was judged for it. I still get judged for it today.
I'm asking you a very simple question.
All that he's trying to do, no matter how much she's pointing out, and all he's doing is continuing to attack President Trump. That's what he's paid to do. Who knows what things are hidden in his closet? Why would he not apologize to her for this terrible question? The state of our media has gone to the trash heap. As much as we've been told since, 2015, fake news, no matter how many times they've been destroyed, how many times they've tried to attack President Trump, he continues to grow in popularity. And I'm going to remind those who might be new and those who probably just started listening, I do not worship President Trump. I do not put him on a pedestal and say, this is the guy that we should all bow down to. No. But there are times in history when we have leaders who come forward who are placed at such a time as this, and I believe he's one of those. I didn't leading up to the 2016 election. It took me having to watch one Trump rally. Somebody convinced me to watch. I think it was my mom. And I turned that rally on, and I listened to every word, and I listened to the passion that was poured out, and I prayed and realized there's something going on. And here we are today. These guys have been fighting him ever since. They haven't let us breathe, those that voted for him. They have not let us have a victory lap ever. If you remember his inauguration, they started from there, and they have not let go. The enemy is so deceitful and so evil and so filled with hatred towards anything that exposes them for who they are. And the number one thing that their crimes are being exposed to is crimes against children. Well, how do you know that? Crimes against children. All they talk about is what they want to do to our children in schools, how they want to change their minds about who they are, change their pronouns, how we have sex trafficking running throughout this entire nation, and more. Is it working? Are they able to destroy President Trump? Well, let's go to UFC event and see him walk in and listen to the crowd. Do you hear the crowd? Yeah, I know the music gets pretty loud. Do you hear that crowd? That's a filled arena in Miami. My son was there. He sent me a video clip. And he told me it was deafening, the sounds that were coming out of that place. Is it working? Is this freak really in charge? This is a photo, if you're looking at your screen, of his face after the State of the Union, right? Not the state of our union, but the state of how they're destroying our union. You notice his eyes are tucked in strangely. His face looks awful. Here's another picture for you guys, just as a reminder. This has been going all over the internet, again, from the State of the Union. You see his eye is buried deep inside that socket. You've got the wrinkles over the nose, this part here. You got the deep socket here. You notice the face is a little off, and I keep trying to show this to everyone because it doesn't make sense. If we go here, you'll notice the back of his neck. Smooth as a baby right here, a couple of wrinkles here, and it's separate from the front area. Again, looking very strange. And so we head into Stephanopoulos, right? This one that we just watched. And President Trump talks about him. First, he brought up Jimmy Kimmel at the Oscars. Recently, has there ever been a worse host than Jimmy Kimmel at the Oscars? His opening was that of less than an average person trying too hard to be something which he is not and never can be. Get rid of Kimmel and perhaps replace him with another washed-up but cheap ABC talent. And here it is, George Slopanopoulos. Not Stephanopoulos, Slopanopoulos. He would make everybody on stage look bigger, stronger, and more glamorous. Also a really bad, politically correct show tonight, and for years, disjointed, boring, and very unfair. Why don't they just give the Oscars to those that deserve them? Maybe that way their audience and TV ratings will come back from the depths. Make America great again. Also playing out for the masses would be the crowds. Here is a picture on your right side of your screen for those listening in. There's probably four or five rows of people. Maybe he's got probably 200, I would say, a wild guess. They're probably those that work on the staff that are there to try to fill it up for Biden, Harris. Can't fill up a room. There's no way. No matter how hard he tries, they're not going to be able to show us exactly how this is playing out for them. President Trump, why doesn't fake news report that almost no one showed up at the Crooked Joe Biden rally yesterday in the great state of Georgia, whereas thousands of people packed our real arena rally in the state? In fact, the streets were lined with American patriots waving paper flags all the way out to the airport as we arrived and left. The reason is simple. Crooked Joe is the worst president in the history of the disunited states of America. And I'm going to show you on your screen. There's no Biden support, says Big Fish. It's all a mirage. Same state, same night in Georgia. Biden on the left, hardly anybody there. And then Trump. Packed arena, completely packed. All these folks showing up for him. And yet Biden's got hardly anybody. And yet somehow he pulled off 81 million votes. And we know that's not true. Somehow the polls are showing him only 5 or 6 points back from President Trump. I don't believe it. I don't believe it for a second. As we go into this section of voting, we had what people would call the great ad for Trump campaign. Woke influencer lists 15 of the terrible things that President Trump will do when reelected. So this is a woke influencer trying to convince you what's going to happen when President Trump wins the election. What is he going to do to our country? Let's listen.
And here are the first 15 promises he has made if he is reelected. You may have heard of Project 2025, but this is from Agenda 47. And you can read all of these on his website. First, he promises that he will carry out the largest domestic deportation operation in history. He will also ask for the death sentence for anyone convicted of human trafficking. He will close the Department of Education and return all education standards to the states to decide. He will put prayer back into school and he will criminalize any race-based advantage programs. He will end the Affordable Care Act. He will ban gender-affirming care for adults and children, and he will ban any federal dollars from going towards gender-affirming care, which means anyone with government-provided health care will no longer be able to access gender-affirming care except for Viagra and Cialis. Those will still be available. He will propose a constitutional amendment that gives a term limit to Congress. He will deploy the Department of Justice to investigate the Biden crime family and any of his adversaries or political rivals. He will immediately pardon all of the January 6thers, and he will create a task force to investigate anyone who arrested, charged, or imprisoned a January 6er. He will increase the penalties for underage criminal offenders, strengthen immunity for police officers, and deploy the National Guard to patrol woke cities. On day one, he will reassess our participation in NATO and says that every European country needs to pay the United States for protection. He will also restore the wonderful travel ban for Muslims coming to America. He will build freedom cities. This is 10 new cities built on federal land. He will award them to areas with the best development proposals, and he will prioritize moving young families to these freedom cities. He will kill all e-vehicles and e-vehicle legislation, seeking to replace that with the development of a flying car. He believes that we could create a car that vertically takes off. He will remove all of the limits on American natural gas exports and drill, baby, drill for oil domestically. He will impose a tariff of up to 60% on Chinese imports. He will extend the 2017 tax cuts and drop the corporate tax rate from 21% to 15%. He will push Congress to pass legislation that would give every American the right to concealed carry anywhere at any time. And he will revoke any gun restrictions or legislation that seeks to inhibit people's ability to own guns that's been passed in the last several years. He will demand that Europe pay back all the money we gave Ukraine, and then he will use all of that money to recruit for the American military. And he will take billions and billions of dollars from private university endowments by taxing, fining, and suing the universities. He specifically names Harvard in this one. And then he will use that money to create the American Academy. It is a free online college that will be free of wokeness that he will force employers to recognize as a bachelor's degree equivalent. So that's Agenda 47.
And that was supposed to be something negative. How about that one? That's pretty good. Here's also something pretty good for you. Okay, imagine you're at your doctor's office. Your doctor glances up from your chart and says, hey, whatever you're doing, keep it up. That's the Field of Greens Better Health Promise. Check out this customer testimonial. He said, I've been taking Field of Greens, and this is the second time my doctor has danced into the room praising my blood results. Credit where credit's due. That's Field of Greens. Each fruit and vegetable in Field of Greens was medically selected for a specific health benefit. Some support vital organs like heart, lungs, and kidneys. Others support metabolism for healthy energy and weight loss. If you're busy, don't get enough exercise, and you eat too much fast food, we'll take Field of Greens. Look, Field of Greens can't promise your doctor will dance into your room, but they can promise that your next checkup, your doctor will notice you've improved your health or your money back. I trust Field of Greens for my health, and you can too. Let me get you started with 15% off. Visit fieldofgreens.com and use promo code LT. That's promo code LT at fieldofgreens.com for 15% off. Well, folks, recently we've had a lot of issues coming up with the border, and we know that folks have been coming through. A lot of terrible things have been happening in that area with that agenda and more. One of those was the grieving of Lake and Riley's family, their parents. They actually were brought and able to meet President Trump. If you're looking at your screen, President Trump hugs Lake and Riley's grieving parents as Biden actually apologized to her killer. Apologized to the killer.
The chamber.
Let me play that clip for you real quick.
You saw Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene. It was priceless. You feigned shock at seeing her. But during your response to her heckling of you, you used the word illegal when talking about the man who allegedly killed Lake and Riley.
An undocumented person. And I shouldn't have used illegal. It's undocumented. And look, when I spoke about the difference between Trump and me, one of the things I talked about on the border was that the way he talks about vermin, the way he talks about these people polluting the blood. I talked about what I'm not going to do, what I won't do. I'm not going to treat any of these people with disrespect. Look, they built the country. The reason our economy is growing, we have to control the border and more orderly flow, but I don't share his view at all.
So you,
how sick. Instead of bringing up Lincoln's family at all, it's all about apologizing to the killer. We also have many others that this has been playing out in the news for us to see. Hiding in plain sight, mass murderer, illegal alien worked as a roofer in New Hampshire. They have the City's Trust Act passed under Democrat and former Biden administration official Marty Walsh and upheld by current progressive mayor Wu, forbid city agencies from cooperating with certain ICE requests. This is in Boston. Boston's progressive sanctuary city laws allowed Pierre Lucarte Mill, 31, a Haitian man who came to America illegally, to be set free despite being arrested for rape. Another one, illegal alien charged with stabbing to death 34-year-old Julie Ann Grachen. Another one, February 18th, trooper Ralph Da Silva stopped a minivan that had no rear license plate. He queried the driver and learned that the man was in the country illegally, affiliated with MS-13, and wanted for murder in El Salvador. Boston arrests Guatemalan national convicted of child sexual assault in Massachusetts. Boston arrests three Portuguese nationals charged in death of Rhode Island infant. Boston removes Brazilian fugitive wanted for child rape. Here's President Trump in Georgia.
We will use every tool at our disposal to rid our country of the monsters who Joe Biden set loose to threaten and kill innocent Americans. Because what we just discussed is happening to many people. Many, many people. People are being killed every single day by these monsters.
What else does he have to say about all of this happening with Lake and Riley and more?
When I say he was an illegal alien, he was an illegal immigrant, he was an illegal migrant, and he shouldn't have been in our country, and he never would have been under the Trump policy.
And the people cheer this on. He should be apologizing for apologizing to this killer. Here's some more.
Lincoln Riley would be alive today if Joe Biden had not willfully and maliciously eviscerated the borders of the United States and set loose thousands and thousands of dangerous criminals into our country. To her family tonight, I promise you, I will demand justice for Lincoln. Justice for Lincoln.
There you have it.
Thank you.
So he made sure to include that in the speech, met with the family. And we've got a guy sitting there apologizing to the killers. All of this playing out for us to see day in and day out, and you wonder how come a lot of our friends still haven't figured this out. Well, there's hope, because there was a recent interview. Husband was an institutional Democrat until after Obama, and wife voted for Obama, Hillary Clinton, Joe Biden. Check this out.
Edge of the aisle.
So even though you have political differences, it's not a deal breaker.
No, it's not a deal breaker.
Oh, no. Absolutely not.
So in 2008 and 2012, you voted for
Barack Obama.
Barack Obama. 2016.
I voted for Donald Trump.
Hillary Clinton. 2020.
Donald Trump.
Biden. And who will you vote for in 2024?
Donald Trump.
Donald Trump.
Wow.
You may vote for the former president.
I may.
Why do you say that?
My views on certain things have changed. I am very much so riding the fence.
What are you struggling with?
Being in a pattern of doing the same thing that I've been doing, because it's kind of like second nature. Like when you go in a poll, you hit Democrat. Something has to happen. I mean, it's just so expensive to survive. And we're planning on having kids. I don't want to live in a stressful environment trying to rub two pennies together to try to make it either.
When did you make that decision to check a different box?
Donald Trump's first term. I'm saying first term because I'm pretty sure he'll be in there for a second term here soon. But in either case, post Obama, I decided that the party just wasn't suitable to the goals that
I had. How did you come to that conclusion? Because at the end of the day, former President Obama was the first African-American president in history.
That's just
true. I mean, as a black man, I would assume that meant something.
Absolutely. You know, I attended the inauguration on his first term. I grew up outside of Washington, D.C. in the 80s and 90s, came through the system as an institutional Democrat, went through a lot of the experiences that young black men go through, good and bad, ended up leaving that environment, grew up, started looking at the world through a new lens.
Black men.
Yeah, a.k.a. the real.
So all of the things that started hitting him, reality, started hitting him. And he realized what was going on even back then. Way to go. And the change in the wife after three elections, and now she's worried about pennies. Pennies. Check this out.
But with your vote, we will throw out Bidenomics and we will reinstate MAGAnomics. MAGAnomics. Right?
That's a first, MAGAnomics. Anybody ever heard that one before? I have not. And so then you've got a U.S. Army Ranger sniper, Nicholas the Reaper Irving, speaks on which president did most to help and kept promises to veterans.
Here, the United States will choose its next president.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody runs. I don't care what side of the aisle you're on, Democrat, Republican, everybody runs. And they all are talking about our veterans.
Mm-hmm.
Those who serve, those who give not just themselves, but they sacrifice leaving their families at home, this, that, and the third.
Mm-hmm.
How much of that is true talk from these politicians? And how much of that is just, I'm going to tell y'all what y'all want to hear.
That's all it is.
It's as simple as that.
It's as simple as that. I'm just going to tell you what you want to hear to get this vote. They don't believe any of that. The only person I could say that I was around for, I was during the Obama administration, during the, I went in 2004, so that was Bush at that time.
That was Bush, yeah.
Yeah, I did Bush, Obama, and the one that I can say helped the most as a veteran standpoint would have been Trump, though, of having the access to go out to get, seek help from outside providers, outside doctors, and the VA would front the bill. That was like the biggest game changer, I think, as far as actually sticking through with something, was being able to go to any doctor you want to get outside treatment. That was the big one.
Okay, so Trump left office in 2020, I believe. Have you noticed a difference in the last 4 years, or in some of the policies that he put in place for you guys, did they carry on through the Biden administration?
Somewhat, but they kind of got lax on it. It was like more, it wasn't how it was when he was in. It's been more of it's almost going back to the old ways where, you know, guys are killing themselves inside their car, sitting out in the VA parking lot because they can't be seen or can't get help or anything like that.
This year.
How about that? Veterans are speaking up. Those that were affected in their wallets are speaking up. So we said over and over again, the folks had to see it first, right? Instead of seeing it, they had to feel it. They had to see exactly what's going on, in their local neighborhoods and more. One of the things that's making waves across our country, of course, is the voting. How are they going to try to steal it this time? Kevin Sorbo put out, the left, if we could just put Trump in jail, get rid of the Electoral College, ban voter ID, and censor free speech, we'd be able to save democracy. I'm going to say that one more time. The left, if we could just put Trump in jail, get rid of the Electoral College, ban voter ID, censor free speech, we'd be able to save democracy. That's all they do, is save democracy, save democracy. but we can't have voter ID. No, we've got to stop this Electoral College. We've got to stop free speech. We need to put President Trump in jail, and everything's going to be great. Are American elections really 100% safe? Are they really 100% safe and secure? Listen to a couple of these I've got for you.
I just had four people removed from the voter registration rolls that were registered at my house. Now, one of them was a previous owner. We bought this house over a year ago, still registered at my house. But the other three names, I started to get mail for them over the last several months, stuff from the VA and different things. These people's names, I have no idea who they are. So I went to the clerk of court's office. I had them look up, tell me all the people who are registered to vote at my house. And there were four names that they had to remove. Guys, you have to do this to make sure that people don't use fake registrations to vote in other people's names. Go to your clerk's office. You've got to check the voter registration rolls for the people registered at your house. Do it now.
Go check who is registered to vote at your address. I'm hoping to have an interview here soon with a group who does data and collecting how these votes are stolen. And looking forward to it here pretty soon, and we'll get that out. It's having an effect across many of our states. Folks are working hard behind the scenes to get this information out. They've been doing that for years. Here's California sending notices to people saying they are not registered with a qualified political party.
Wow. Okay, so I just got off the phone with the county regarding this for voting. So for the state of California, I received this. And it says, I am not registered with a qualified political party, and it's having me choose out of three different parties on this form to choose one and then send it back. American Independent Party, Democratic Party, and Libertarian Party. Where's the Republican Party? So I called. I called the county, and I spoke with a very sweet gentleman. He stated that if you went to the DMV within the past few years and change any kind of information and you did not fill out that portion correctly about registering to vote, then you have to re-register as a Republican to receive a ballot. I've been registered as a Republican since I was 18, and I get it. I have to fill out the forms if I change any information, but I just find that very odd that the Republican Party was not on this form for me to fill out. So I would check, I would make sure that you're registered as a Republican, if you're one. And yeah, I just find that super duper interesting.
How about that, huh? California? Got to check into that. Folks, also check into andweknow.com, Truth, Hope, Faith, and Freedom. You can watch us on Rumble there. You can follow us on X. All of our social media is on there. And so much more. You can see the pictures of patriots wearing gear. You've got thepatriotlight.com, a website we put together for you that has home, politics, world news, markets, faith, social news, and resources just for you. It was created. A lot of work went into that. We hope that you check out our shop.andweknow.com to get our gear with our logo on it and more. You get 20% off women's relaxed tees right now, ready for spring. Check that out. Amazing. You can also get sweatshirts and hoodies, hats, tees and tanks and accessories, so much more to wear around and run into folks who are wearing the gear and say, I also watch And We Know, and you've got new friends for the rest of your life. Here's more great pictures of patriots wearing our gear. All right, folks, worried about the elections and more. Well, we've got some safeguards, I think, going up. Anyone out there is thinking about cheating an election, they're going to go after you. The new DNC.
Here's what I want to say to anyone out there who is thinking about cheating in an election. We will go after you. You will be prosecuted to the full extent of the law. It is not.
Lara Trump looks like she's going to be stepping into the RNC chair, co-chair, something like that. I don't have that information. I just know that things could probably start changing now that they got rid of the Romney family running all of that and more. Yeah, you know, the Cheneys, they're part of that too. You guys know that Final Nail and Liz Coffin, Cheney orchestrated secretly Washington Compost op-ed. It's the Washington Post. We call it Compost. Op-ed by all 10 living former defense secretaries, including her father, warning against Trump's efforts to politicize the military. That was May 2021. Just a great reminder. And also a reminder that these guys in Hollyweird are scared to death. President Trump says Robert De Niro, who I'm about to show you, is a terminal case of Trump derangement syndrome. Such a stupid sounding guy. Low IQ individual. If you guys don't know, you can do your research and find out about De Niro and the crimes that he's had against children. I believe it was in the UK. Not a good guy at all. Check out how he loses his mind realizing what could happen to him.
Nothing at all. Nothing redeemable in him. And we have to, and whoever the people are who want to vote for him, and there look like intelligent people around there. Somebody, for some reason, it can't be. It cannot be. If he wins the election, you won't be on the show anymore. He'll come looking for me. There'll be things that happen that none of us can imagine. That's what happens in that kind of a dictatorship, which is what he says. Let's believe him. Take him at his word.
I did from the beginning.
Yeah.
I mean, I said from the very beginning, this guy is never going to concede power, and he still hasn't.
No.
He still hasn't. He just admitted he lost the last election, and he advertises that he will go on. He says he's been cheated out of one term, so maybe we should get rid of the only a president only gets two terms thing.
What's he scared of? President Trump's going to come after me. No. The justice system's going to be reenacted properly. And the crimes you've committed against humanity are going to be exposed for all to see. Also, the J6 stuff is what we're looking forward to seeing play out. I hope and pray that those that actually played acting roles to deceive the public, that all that comes out and we can realize that, you know, it's okay for us to support our country at that time. All these three-letter agencies that participated and tried to cause problems, I hope they're all taken down.
I think we were going to start with President Trump. Are they ready to call their first witness?
Yes, we would call Kashyap Patel. To your knowledge, did any senior DOJ leader ever state in words or substance that they felt they needed more or different authorization from President Trump before they could deploy National Guard troops to keep the peace on January 6th?
No.
So why didn't we have 10,000 National Guard troops suited up and armed guarding the Capitol on the morning of January 6th?
There's a multitude of reasons, but namely, step one was a commander-in-chief's authorization, which we had. Step two was a request by the governing body, the local governing body. It's the mayor, since it's Washington, D.C., and or the heads of the Capitol Police Bureau.
And Mr. Patel, I would ask you if you recognize this letter.
I do. It's the letter I referenced from Mayor Bowser, I believe on January 5th, to the Department of Defense, where she specifically stated, we would not be requesting any additional National Guards men and women. And that was her letter to us. That was the declination of a request. And so we were on standby.
Did you testify before the January 6th Select Committee?
I did.
Were you questioned in a public hearing?
No, they declined my request for a public hearing.
Was your testimony public when given?
No.
Did you tell them what you've told us today about the president and the deployment of National Guard troops?
I believe so.
Did the committee ever call you to testify about those issues in public session?
No.
Some of the senior officials, people like Kash Patel, apparently not available.
We felt it appropriate that the transcript should be made public at some point. And after months-long negotiations, they refused to do so and published their final report. And to my memory, it had been excluded. I think on the eve of the dissolution of the committee, my transcript was the last one released.
I have no further questions for you, sir. Thank you very much.
You called their bluff. And what's shocking to me, because I didn't even really understand this, is that
you gave this testimony. Liz Cheney and Kinzinger and you guys, he gave this testimony essentially to J6 and they buried it?
Some of the senior officials, people like Kash Patel, apparently not available.
Point blank, is your testimony basically one of the key reasons that Jack Smith can't and won't indict President Trump for insurrection?
You know, I believe so. It's the truth. If they could have, if anyone could have charged President Trump with insurrection, this special counsel, Jack Smith, would have done it.
Jack Smith, who knows what's going to happen to him in the future as these players keep getting placed into the front for all of us to see. Some other bright spots throughout the world from End Wokeness, just to let us know. Tough on crime populist Bukele won re-election with 85% in El Salvador. Anti-socialist economist Milei won in a landslide victory in Argentina. Geert Wilders and his party just won a landslide victory in the Netherlands. The right-wing nationalist Chega party quadrupled their seats in Portugal. Finland has formed its most right-wing government in its history. Anti-immigration party is a part of the Swedish government for the first time. Hundreds of thousands in Spain are marching against a socialist coup. Thousands of farmers and truckers demonstrating throughout the EU. And the right-wing AfD surging in Germany. Le Pen continues to surge in France. And Trump is dominating in the polls. What other good news might we have? Well, you guys know that LTPetClub247.com has been absolutely amazing since the interview. We've had so many testimonies of people coming forward to let us know what's happening to them once they plugged in with this amazing support. Coriolis versicolor, the mushrooms, right? LT Pet Club 247. Amy said, Mercedes wagged her way into my heart 11 years ago, speaking of her pet. As the years passed, arthritis and digestive issues, typical for a Rotty Shepherd breed, became an everyday nuisance and worrisome detail handled by medication with side effects. Well, last year, I was introduced to the all-natural mush puppies. That's from LTPetClub247.com. And CB Doggies. Now look at her. Before mush puppies, Mercedes would lie around all day instead of engaging in family activities. She was not able to walk up the steps to our room, and she would limp after taking a short walk. Well, within a few weeks of taking mush puppies, we saw an extreme makeover. This walk that she is so excited about is now everyday ritual. In fact, Mercedes alerts Curtis and I when it's time for our daily walk. No pain pills, no digestive issues, only mush puppies and Sequoia dog food. Wow. We're so happy to give her extended years. Also, Nevsky, Enforce Plus is what they ordered. I'm 61. I've been battling moderately high blood pressure. This is for a human now. For 20 years, my doctor prescribed BP meds, blood pressure meds, but they made my ankles swell up. I started taking Enforce Plus 2 months ago for a better immune system, and to my surprise, my blood pressure is now normal. I was so surprised at the drop. I did not believe my own blood pressure machine, so I had it checked at my local clinic. I looked forward to my doctor to bug me about not taking the prescribed medication anymore. That's LTPetClub247.com in the description box below. Also good for your blood pressure to be young patriots like this throughout America.
Wherever 17-year-old Cameron Blazek goes, so does Old Glory.
The flag itself represents this country, this beautiful country that we live in.
He fastened the flag to his truck this summer.
It's very strongly secured in there. I mean, you can't pull that out if you tried.
It abides by the U.S. flag code.
I got pulled aside by my counselor and vice principal, and they told me, hey, you got to remove the flag off the back of your truck. And I kind of looked at him, and I said, no, I said, it's not going to happen. I said,
Remove the flag off the back of his truck. A high school student, you got to be kidding me.
Cameron held the line.
Read through East Central's 2023-2024 handbook, and the word flag wasn't even mentioned in the parking lot or driving section. The only section it's mentioned in is the flag twirling section.
Boy.
The next day at school, others showed up with flags of their own.
There was a huge support group there that believed and stood for the same thing that I did, and I was kind of shocked by that.
That's when the principal sent a letter to parents Friday to, quote, address recent concerns and confusions, writing, I am pleased to inform you that we are allowing the display of the U.S. flag by students in the parking lot. Principal Black clarified to WCPO in an email that there has never been a complaint about the U.S. flag. One literally hangs above the parking lot, and that school administrators decided Friday they would, quote, prohibit other flags if they were determined to be offensive. A social media post about all this went viral.
I was pretty surprised by it that it got so many views and pretty much that it got the attention it did.
There are veterans in this family, and Cameron himself is considering serving.
Yeah, I'm pretty proud of him. He stood his ground and stood up for what he believed in.
The American flag has been politicized in recent years. One poll shows 83% of Republicans have a very positive view of the American flag. That number drops to 49% for Democrats.
I think everybody gets offended over something that doesn't mean what everybody says it does. This flag represents our country and the people who died for it and fought for it, and I respect that with my whole heart.
Old Glory, sparking new debate.
How about that, huh? Another fighter, another patriot, high school student. There's hope for our country and more across the entire earth. People are fighting back. And it's so cool to see all of his friends join throughout the school, displaying the American flag for all to see. Another one would be this local community join in here in Connecticut, or there in Connecticut, excuse me, Hartford. I'm not in Connecticut. Listen to this one, another group standing up.
Saturday.
We are legally armed! Legally armed, and we're patrolling!
A group of people look to patrol and clean up Garden Street.
It's important to come out here because we believe that we have to keep the community safe, we have to keep the community clean, and we're doing this by being out here for a few hours, cleaning up the community, picking up the trash.
Garden Street has seen its share of gun violence, including a double homicide in February, which is what prompted the push for civilian armed patrols.
The people on Garden Street came to us and asked us for help.
While there did not appear to be open carry, which is banned in Connecticut, organizers previously told us those armed would be licensed and have concealed weapons. They were part of Minister Cornell Lewis's self-defense brigade.
We are not vigilantes. We are a group of people that are disciplined, who train, who go to the shooting range.
The effort faces opposition, including from an anti-violence group and the Hartford mayor. Mayor Arunan Aralampalan wrote in part, "Our community has seen so much pain and trauma, and what we need is for those who love this city to do the hard work of healing that pain." The mayor added that the city did not need people being trained to walk the streets with guns and trying to take the law into their own hands.
Did anybody go to the gun range?
Earlier, there was a talk about gun rights, including how to get a permit, safe storage and carry, and personal use. The founder of the brigade says they plan to do the patrols a few times a week.
We'll be patrolling at night, so it's not just a one-time thing. It's going to be on a consistent basis.
How about that, huh? Consistent basis. Patrolling the neighborhoods, cleaning them up. Our community has seen so much pain and trauma, and what we need is for those who love this city to do the hard work of healing that pain. Communities coming together. We'd love to see this included with prayer and more of the children out there working together, so that generations could be affected forever. How about that? While that's going on, the Pittsburgh police no longer respond to certain calls, including harassment, theft, burglary alarms, and criminal mischief.
Rick, what was the big takeaway today?
Yeah, Susan, residents of the city will see a major change in the way police respond. They will no longer respond to calls that aren't considered in-progress emergency. That means calls like criminal mischief, theft, harassment, and most burglary alarms will all be handled by an enhanced telephone reporting unit. That means residents will file a police report over the phone. Officers will not respond unless it's an emergency.
So now we understand why it's important for communities to come together to handle these things, especially when hard times will happen for many. Fletch 17 says 3/11, dasting timing. Well, the Federal Reserve Board on Wednesday announced that the Bank Term Funding Program will cease making new loans as scheduled on March 11th, 2024. Here's more from someone who's having issues with this.
Breaking news. Wow, wow, wow. I mean, wow. This coming Monday, major companies, Amazon, Uber, all companies that's in that category will be selling, unloading their stocks, unloading them, because the government is getting rid of the gig work industry. Whoa, my gracious. They are saying that they have to be employees and it cannot be an I-9 worker, 1040 worker, or whatever you want to call it. They are getting rid of the gig working positions. Oh my God. Be your own boss is out the door. Do you know how many people that got these side hustles that pay their car note? Some people that done bought houses, help pay their mortgage. You know what this is going to do? Oh my word! Oh, Joe Biden really did it this time. Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness.
How much further can we go down this precipice? These rules that are playing out starting March 11th, that would be today. We talked about this yesterday. If you missed our podcast, Dr. Kirk Elliott, we actually talked about the State of the Union recap, how much to keep in the bank with all this stuff going on. He gives his opinions on that. Gold is up. Silver still great investment. Wanted you to see a few seconds of this, but you can go to andweknow.com/gold in the description box below and reach out to Dr. Kirk Elliott and have your own conversations.
Pickle hot potato, right? We're in an election year. So the way that they do that is they start to pull people out of the available working pool if they've been looking for a job for too long and can't find one and they just decide to pause for a bit or stop looking. Or if you're on disability or, you know, they keep – there's all kinds of ors where it's like, all right, this and this and this happened, so we're going to take you out of the main pool of jobs. What does that do? That increases the actual number of people – working percentage-wise, decreases unemployment, but there's actually more people unemployed, right? So it's just fuzzy math at best, right? Mm-hmm. So boy, you're looking at that kind of nonsense, but when you've got fewer people working, prices going up, people are going to spend less. And so now, when that happens, you've got bank failures coming. To me, the bank failures are the biggest thing that's going to, I think, hit us over the next 60 to 90 days. Because like we talked about on the last show and the one before, I think we've got Silicon Valley Bank style bank runs coming. And
so all of that is just to let you know, you can check it out, the video that we posted yesterday with that particular interview. Also, just going into a couple of other things before we close out today, President Trump on what he's going to do with the jabs.
And I will not give one penny to any school that has a vaccine mandate or a mask mandate.
Not one penny to any school with a vaccine or mask mandate. Of course, we know we've been showing all of the social media posts across the board of what's happening day in and day out of these folks who are out there in social media saying disinformation is deadly, vaccines save lives. And we have another one here on your screen. I believe a doctor who said all of these things, telling everybody, basically, you need to go get your jab, and she's gone now. And we're still talking to folks that we're friends with who have doctors who are out there who don't want to talk to them anymore. You're not allowed to bring anything up regarding President Trump or anything. And folks still get upset because they think President Trump had something to do with it. Pepe Lives Matter, just as a reminder, said, do people actually think Trump is going to come out and say the vaccines are bad? He will likely go with this secret to the grave, and can you blame him? The people that visit my channel understand that Trump stopped the Great Reset, and he did so by forcing them to push their plan into hyperspeed. They wanted long-term lockdowns. They, the enemy, the deep state, the demonic beings, those who worship Satan, that's what they wanted. They hate us. Trump knew the economy would implode if this occurred. Millions would have died in chaos. Trump made a very impossible decision to create his own vaccine, forcing the competition to put their own out before the pre-established timeline. This caused their plan to fail. We avoided total collapse and the world awakened in massive ways, but I totally understand why people are going to feel offended by what he says. I don't blame you at all. But to react to only surface level events is a low checker's way of thinking. Anons think in 5D chess. If anyone knows that not everything is as it seems, it's us. My heart truly goes out to all those damaged by the vaccine, but the alternatives, in my opinion, were vastly worse. We dodged 1,000 bullets and America still stands today because of President Trump. I wholeheartedly agree with him on this one. Who knows what they planned? Who knows how big this was that decision had to be made to help us out? Especially all the things that we're involved in day in and day out. All of these issues that guide and direct our lives and our thoughts every single day. Oh yeah, here's the, by the way, the introducing the new RNC chair, Chairman Whatley, and co-chair Laura Lee Trump. There we are. Congratulations, Michael Whatley, Laura Trump. So I know we had that somewhere, I just forgot that we had that later on to play for you. They also planned to have chips placed on us as the mark of the beast headed our way with CBDC and more.
Authentication is irritating. This is a developmental system made by MC10, and it has an antenna and some sensors embedded in it. And what we plan to do is work with them to advance a tattoo that could be used for authentication. It may be true that 10 to 20-year-olds don't want to wear a watch on their wrist, but you can be sure that they'll be far more interested in wearing an electronic tattoo, if only to piss off their parents. I take a vitamin every morning. What if I could take vitamin authentication?
What?
This pill has a small chip inside of it with a switch, and it creates an 18-bit ECG-like signal in your body, and essentially your entire body becomes your authentication token.
So they basically have an authentication token to ensure that everything that you do can be monitored. Strain gouges, LED, wireless comms, all on a tattoo just simply placed onto your body. And then if that's not good enough, we've got a pill that you can swallow so we can monitor all of the things you're doing day in and day out. Simply disgusting. I've shared with you over and over again this strange eclipse that's coming April 8th, 2024. Again, I'm reminding you that we don't run after these things. We don't go out there and say, well, this is the end of the world, so I'm going to therefore just do everything I can to say goodbye to everyone or whatever. I'm just letting you know it could be interesting that these signs play out for us day in and day out. Day in and day out. We are starting to see some strange anomalies. Well, hey guys, the moon is now slowly becoming covered in rust. NASA can't explain it. It shouldn't be possible, they said. It started at both poles and is spreading. Once it covers the moon, it will be red. In fact, the word scientists are using for this substance is hematite, a Greek word that means blood-like, coming from the root word haema, meaning blood, which is the word used in the scripture below. The moon is slowly turning blood red. The sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before the great and glorious day of the Lord comes. Interesting. It makes you want to get your life straight, just in case, because these strange signs are playing out all around us. Again, we don't run around crazy telling everybody it's the end of the world and, oh my goodness, get ready, look at these signs. It's interesting that Scripture comes to fruition and it seems to be playing out in front of us day in and day out. It's a warning for all those things that we're involved in, all the ways that we've caused problems and worked around the clock to try to wake people up from this world that they live in, this worship that they're involved in day in and day out. What type of worship, you'd say? They had us fooled. They had us worshiping others, worshiping in sports and more. And I thought I would end with this today.
I was watching TV the other day, and this show comes on with these religious fanatics.
They were crazy. Well, you would think they were crazy if you didn't understand their culture and their religion. See, that's just the thing. They were worshippers of idols. And they took things to extremes. They painted their bodies. They wore these ridiculous costumes. They chanted, they danced, they made sacrifices to their idols. They had built these enormous temples to worship their idols in. It seemed like their entire existence climaxed into this one scenario, this one over-the-top act of worship. You don't really relate, do you? Let's try it again.
So for those listening in as he spoke, he's showing those tribes around the earth that worship and sacrifice and wear body paint and have swords and all kinds of stuff in places that, you know, we probably couldn't relate to in the United States of America. And so he says, you probably can't relate to this, right? All these pictures he's showing on the screen of these tribes that do this type of scenario. Then he rewinds and says, let's try it again and see if we can relate.
I was watching TV the other day, and this show comes on with these religious fanatics. They were crazy. See, that's just the thing. They were worshipers of idols, and they took things to extremes. They painted their bodies. They wore these ridiculous costumes. They chanted, they danced, they made sacrifices to their idols. They had built these enormous temples to worship their idols in. It seemed like their entire existence climaxed into this one scenario, this one over-the-top act of worship. Idol worship. It's not just about golden calves anymore.
Very powerful, and is showing on the screen for those listening. You go to a football stadium, you've got the bands, you've got people with paint all over their bodies celebrating for their team. You've got giant temples, which are stadiums that are built for this worship. They scream, they yell, they get all of the excitement and spend all their money to go to this event. And they put that first over everything else. I remember I used to say, the pastor needs to hurry up by noon to get his sermons done on Sundays because they've got something for you at 1 p.m. They've got the game on TV. Imagine that. I wonder who set that whole system up. And as we move forward, you've got all types of movies that are playing out for many that run to the movie theaters to see. They've got another one that's coming out that I could show you the trailer here. It's very disturbing, so I don't want to show it. Scotty Films put this together. It's in the description box below if you want to check it out. This new movie, really interesting. Showing basically people living in tunnels underneath the ground. They come up to see that the world has been pretty much destroyed with no law and no order. It says the end of the world in the actual trailer, what it used to be. And you're seeing disturbing images of what the earth is like when it's completely destroyed. It's called Fallout. It's got that lightning bolt. Lightning, remember, Jesus said, I saw Satan as lightning falling from heaven. Anytime you see that lightning bolt on things, my children know now, every time we see it, they said, did you see the lightning bolt? Yes, we did. We know that that is like a picture of Satan. All episodes are available April 11th. Well, key word, Fallout. This movie is released April 11th. 4.11, mirror that, it's 11.4. We know, for those who love the Intel board, Q Clearance Patriot. My fellow Americans, over the course of the next several days, you'll be undoubtedly realize that we are taking back our great country, the land of the free, from the evil tyrants that wish to do us harm and destroy the last remaining refuge of shining light. On POTUS's order, we have initiated certain fail-safes that shall safeguard the public from the primary fallout. Fallout, which is slated to occur 11.3. That's 3.11 upon the arrest of announcement of Mr. Podesta, actionable 11.4. That would probably be 4.11 for some that would think that. Confirmation to the public of what is occurring will then be revealed and will be not be openly accepted. So when it's revealed, it won't be openly accepted. Public riots are going to be organized in serious numbers in an effort to prevent the arrest and capture of more senior public officials. On POTUS's orders, a state of temporary military control will be actioned and special ops carried out. False leaks have been made to retain several within the confines of the United States to prevent extradition and special operator necessity. Rest assured, the safety and well-being of every man, woman, and child of this country is being exhausted in full. The atmosphere within the country will be unfortunately divided, as so many have fallen for the corrupt and evil narrative that has long been broadcast. There'll be an EBS, emergency broadcasting system, during that time. Nothing to fear. Could we be watching the deep state being taken out? Could this sign of the total eclipse, which has Nineveh in 8 different cities, like the sign of Jonah, be the wake-up call for God Almighty using many to take down the enemy once again, like he did when he swallowed up the thousands who were worshiping the calf, the golden calf, as he swallowed up the enemy in the Red Sea, the great day of the Lord at that time? Which leads to our final comms from Grasshopper. Interesting post. Eyes on, huge. Troublemakers are in the house. UFC 229, thumbs up, showing Dana White. 224 seat number. At 7.01 p.m., 7.01, top 10 players are here now. 224, Betsy DeVos, Eric Prince, President of the United States. Who knows where the bodies are buried? Map is right in front of you. The Rothschilds rest in peace. The children, walls of the pyramid are falling. The pyramid of power around this earth, they're falling. The swamp drain and bombs away. Anybody sense something's going on? Anybody understand how this is all playing out? Anybody see the precipice that is upon us? Anybody realize that more and more patriots are standing up day after day for our country and around this entire earth? The media, they don't want you to know. That's why we're here, and that's why many other truthers are out there doing all we can, being used of the Lord to get the truth out to the public.
For nothing is secret that shall not be made manifest, neither anything hid that shall not be known and come abroad.
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we do come to you once again, asking for continued guidance and direction in all that we say and do in our lives. We thank you for how you've continued to guide and direct all that's going on this earth. We know that you're in complete control. We know that when we have strayed from you and we worship our idols, we worship things that replace you, you have a way of waking us up. You actually take those who you love and you chasten us. Reminds me of Romans 8:28, our verse, and we know that all things work together for good to those who love the Lord. All the things that are happening around us work together for good. How do we know? We have seen those that have come on this show and others that said they've got these things that were created by God Almighty, like mushrooms and more, that are healing many people because you created those things. We're getting away from what man has provided and going back to what you have given us. The very creation speaks wonders of who you are, as I discussed with my own son yesterday, as a reminder, with my own daughter yesterday, to show us that man is without excuse. The very creation that you have placed in front of us day after day calls out your love toward each and every one of us. And it's not that man wants to become an atheist and reject and not believe in you. It's they reject the very truth that's around them day after day. We lift them up to you. We ask that those boundaries that have been set up by them be removed and that you would allow us to speak into their hearts and their souls. As you pour the water, the living water, into their lives, shine the bright light, the Holy Spirit, continue to guide and direct us in your wonderful ways and protect those who are on the front lines. We ask all this in the name of Christ our Savior. Amen and amen. Folks, thank you so much for your prayers. Thank you for following and hitting that follow and share button, subscribe button, and more. We have so much more in store for you here for the future. Some great news this past week of some interviews that are upcoming and more. It's going to be exciting to share. Thank you once again. This is LT saying Semper Fi with Am We Know, signing out.